The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Times thinks we need more protesters. Ladies and gentlemen, where are you protesters? Anyway, they were at the Million Barrels celebration up in Tioga. Remember the Million Barrels, Million Thanks event that was put on, a recognition of North Dakota crossing the threshold of 1 million barrels of oil? And they reported on a story today in the New York Times about this, and they say the event was devoid of any protesters. I guess they're trying to recruit some protesters to come to North Dakota. Have you read the New York Times stories? I did two over the weekend that basically could be Democratic talking points in North Dakota. And obviously, the Democrats have been calling in chips with the New York Times. Come on in, and we'll tell you all about this horrible oil and gas story in North Dakota. All these terrible things that are happening out here. We'll give you a firsthand view. We'll tour you around the state. I'm guessing they hoped for this a few weeks earlier to try and use it as some sort of 11th hour election, see how bad this is. This is exactly what I was talking about a couple of days after the election when I said North Dakota Democrats need a new narrative. This idea that things are bad in North Dakota, that we need more protesters. There's a lot of really offensive things in here, and I don't know whether to ignore it, whether to go through it piece by piece and get your reaction to it, what you know. I mean, the New York Times, in all honesty, doesn't really matter in the real world to what goes on every day in North Dakota. It doesn't. Where it does matter is it's a very influential news organization among the liberal elite. So it helps to write a narrative with a group of folks. But, I mean, this train's left the station, for lack of a better term. I don't know, you know, maybe it'll attract some more protesters, which they're hoping to get, I guess. But basically, every Democratic talking point that has been rolled out, everything they've basically been saying all along that, you know, well, this is bad, 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 rather than address the challenges, which clearly there are, you can't have this level of production. You can't have this level of economic growth. You can't have this level of just a humming economic environment and not have some challenges. More roads, more schools, more workforce. We need it all. And rather than say, all right, let's roll up our sleeves and figure out how we can do this better, how we can meet the challenges, this is doom and gloom. This is, the sky is falling. It's horrible. I mean, in a nutshell, if you haven't read it, I'll just tell you this. It's the New York Times' way of saying, something is really going on in North Dakota that's pretty extraordinary. And they need some more government. It's basically what it is. They need more government, more regulation, more, you know, they need more big government. And nobody stops to think, wait a minute, maybe this is why we're working better than the other 49 states in the story. That's for you and I to do. So as I say, I could unpack this point by point. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here next hour. He is quoted in the story. Give him a chance to talk about this. In some ways, these are dangerous pieces because they rile folks up when really there's no there. We've seen this before. I think the flaring issue is a prime example. New York Times comes out, sky's falling on flaring, and all of a sudden you even have elected leaders here getting rattled by it. My take is it's drivel. It's absolute drivel. It's an obvious agenda that the New York Times has, which is very much in concert with Democrats. And when Democrats are as obscure in influence as Democrats in North Dakota are, you know, you don't have a lot of arrows in the quiver. So I guess to suggest it's bad and horrible and regurgitate a bunch of talking points they've used in campaigns that haven't worked is all they have. Rather sad, without question. But if you've read it and have reaction to it, great. If you have some advice for this program on how we should deal with it, I mean, do you go line by line and address this stuff, or is that just playing their game, giving them more attention than they want, or what? It's two mega stories in the New York Times about North Dakota, specifically, and by the way, dripping with all kinds of, you know, we're a bunch of idiots because we haven't figured this out. Where was the one? There was a one line in a caption to a photo that really set me off. I highlighted it here, but I highlighted so many things, I don't know that I have it. But something to the effect of North Dakota, a once struggling agriculture state, now has found itself with oil, as though, you know, pre-oil and gas development, or pre this most recent boom, we were just a nothing agriculture state, which belies the facts as well. North Dakota's economy doing pretty good, bucking the trend of the national ebbs and flows over decades. So I don't know. You tell me what direction you want to go with it. That's why we call this program What's on Your Mind. If you've read it, what do you think of it? What's on your mind, if there's anything left of it after reading the New York Times? Anyway, how you doing, folks? This is What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Heron. I'm here solo today without my partner, Todd Mitchell, who's off today taking care of his lovely bride. And keep her in your prayers. She's got a couple of medical issues they're dealing with, so certainly want to keep Carrie right there in your prayers. And in the meantime, we have a couple of guests. Jim Casper will be here. Jim is a Republican House member in North Dakota. And just as promised, Al Carlson on this program, the House Majority Leader, told us he thought that Common Core would be one of the hot issues of the upcoming legislative session. And Representative Casper has introduced some legislation to do away with the Common Core standards. Your reaction to that, your calls for him coming up at the bottom of this hour. As I mentioned, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us next hour to talk about this New York Times story and a few other issues as well. So I have at it. One other story caught my attention over the weekend. Some Democratic lawmakers and the North Dakota Secretary of State's office are drafting some bills to tweak the state's voter ID law. We did tell you a little bit about some concerns that happened on Election Day related to basically the DMV not updating their database, and so that's cause for a bit of a change. Isn't quite to the extent that, again, some critics of voter ID would like, but that's one of the stories we're covering today as well. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your comments. Here's our Facebook question. The New York Times came out with two pieces over the weekend critical of the North Dakota oil boom, saying there's a downside of crime, pollution, and lax oversight. Second piece said politics affected the state's oversight over the boom. My question for our audience, how should we respond to these stories? Do you ignore it? Do you dispute? Do you yawn? Does it matter? Here's some of your answers. Ignore. And their escort was seriously biased, too. Who cares what they write about? I could care less. The escort they're talking about, and by the way, they've pushed back against that, but Rob Port in the Standing Blog, opining on these stories over the weekend, said that he had a source that said Alan Chafee, who was, of course, a Democratic candidate in North Dakota, was the escort for the New York Times. The New York Times said they met with Ms. Chafee twice. She's quoted in the second story, but she wasn't the escort. But obviously, this, by the way, is what the Democrats do very well. They've got big surprise here. reporters, especially places like the New York Times, that they're friends with. So they say, hey, you come on here. We're going to give you this story. You can't believe what's happening on here. There's a story that's not being told. This is, you said, this is really just the Democrats and big media working in concert is all that is. That should surprise no one. Because if they can't convince you at the ballot box, then they think if the New York Times comes in, they'll maybe be able to convince you that way. Dan says, if those who live in New York disagree with North Dakota and how we do things, my recommendation is that they remain in North Dakota, in New York. See a musical. Have a cocktail. Stay out of our business, says Dan. Rodney says, companies should be held accountable for negligence. Not just an aw shucks, guys, you better not let that happen again. I don't think the state has to give an inch on fines or cleanup fees. Heck, I bet farmers' fuel tanks in their own yards are more heavily regulated. Well, that's a really naive statement, but we can talk about that when we come back. Scott and Phil are waiting to weigh in, too. 800-228-0550. Give us a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Scott Hennon here. I want to let you know on a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan, they've got them. Dodge fan, they've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere, S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and national energy security. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council next hour to take your calls, questions, and comments. One other news note I have not passed along, but a national story. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has been asked to resign by President Obama. And evidently that happened last Friday after a series of meetings. And officials describing Mr. Obama's decision to remove Hagel as a recognition that the threat from the Islamic State would require a different kind of skills than the those that Mr. Hagel was brought on to employ. Chuck Hagel didn't call ISIS junior varsity. I think the president could use a little some time in the mirror if he's concerned about policies related to ISIS. Gosh. Anyway, that's the other big story today. Scott on the road. On what's
hey,
on your
Scott,
mind?
Tell us. How you, hey, Scott, how you doing? Sorry about your partner. Keep his wife in the prayers. I just moved up here about 2 months ago, and what's going on up here is just absolutely just, it's awesome. I mean, there's people from all over the world up here getting good jobs. You know, it's not the government did it. It's just nothing but private enterprise. And I tell you, this government, these Democrats and these liberals, including the Republicans, would love to shut this down up here. They'll use whatever they can, any argument, they'll lie, cheat, steal, do whatever to shut this down up here. I'm from Northern California. I grew up in Northern California. I'm a country boy from Northern California. And I saw what they did to the logging industry up there. And it was terrible. I mean, they turned a place that was prosperous and the unemployment of 40%. And they're going to do that up here if they can. They'd love to. And you can't stop fighting them because they don't give up. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on. I think it's, Democrats recruiting big media to the state to try and stir up a hornet's nest and ultimately slow things down and derail this. And, you know, it's an unholy alliance that I think we ought to be aware of without question. And the first part of the story was very critical of how regulation works in North Dakota, in that regulators work with industry to very quickly identify problems, report problems, and then fix them. Well, that's a good system. And it has obviously worked. Now, you can crunch numbers and say, oh, look at this spill here or that spill there or whatever. I mean, every spill in North Dakota literally is reported down to, very small amounts. But you have to put that in context with everything. The perspective is missing from a lot of the Times reporting into saying how much is coming out of the ground every day. How much activity is happening? I mean, if you could put a drone over the state and see all this working to the extent of a million plus barrels a day and say, okay, how much of that happens without incident? And where there is incident, here's what we're doing to fix it. Hard to argue with the fact that it's working. But they will. They will. They need to, I guess. Phil and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on the article. Go ahead, Phil, you're up. What's on your mind?
All right. You might remember I called you a couple weeks ago. I've recently moved from the East Coast, where I spent most of my life, and I've told you that the elites out there, they don't like North Dakota and North Dakotans. They don't respect North Dakota and North Dakotans. And, you know, there's no turning the cheek with these people. North Dakota nice does not work with this. They've taken over what we used to be rock ribbed conservative states, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, even Colorado, and you see what they've done there. So when this stuff comes out, you cannot just ignore it. And you really have to get back in the face of the people who are perpetrating this and confront them. And, you know, the nice ain't going to get it. And that's really all I got to say. I've seen it go bad elsewhere, and you don't want that to happen here.
Your point is that if you just yawn and ignore it and blow it off as being the New York Times and a bunch of critics, they'll keep at it. You need to punch back.
That's really it. And when you have like a stealth operative whatever in legislature spouting stuff like that, get in their face. I'm waiting to see wouldn't be nice to name a name to the recently elected, but to see what kind of nonsense is going to come forth from my new state senator, and just not let her run with it and say, what, you know, you got to like push back. You have to push back. Because if you don't push back, you're going to get rolled over.
You know, what's interesting is that this way of thinking, that this is, you know, a bad thing, what's happening in North Dakota. There's not enough regulation. It is the Democratic mantra. It was on the ballot, right? I mean, it's Ryan Taylor's campaign. And it was soundly defeated. So I think North Dakotans get that. I do think the dangerous thing is here is that, you know, this is an end around. This is a this is the Democrats using allies in the big media stir up a hornet's nest. And then sort of
federal regulation, because obviously the election results show that these poor people don't know what they're doing. So we're going to need more EPA and more Department of Agriculture and more Department of Energy to show them what they have to do. And we're going to have to import some Somalis or some Syrians or some whatever, or some Ebola patients to make sure we have more diversity, because obviously what's going on here isn't good enough. And that's their whole sense. And It's just a mess. You can't give them an inch. And that's sad. It's sad to say that in this day and age, you can't turn the other cheek and follow the directives from above. But sometimes you can't turn the other cheek and follow the directives from above.
Appreciate the call, Phil. Thanks. Adam on our Facebook page says, I'm a health, safety, and environmental coordinator in the oil field. Some argue too much oversight. Some may argue too much oversight. Long story short, the oil companies out here care about health, safety, and the environment. I sure get tired of this agenda by Democrats and liberals that never set foot, let alone worked, in an oil field. Yeah. Jim says, prob the level stuff. No kidding. Painful to read. Every whining Yahoo with a complaint interviewed. And the crappy local North Dakota Democrats ran the whole scam. Hanging around Heitkamp's neck. All right, Dustin in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I have a little bit of a change of gears, I want to point something out that I think is just kind of sad. I mean, I claim to be, you know, conservative / libertarian, so, you know, I really don't have too much faith in the Republican Party. But it's sad when Democrats have more conviction and testicular fortitude to do what they feel needs to be done in order to, you know, best serve, whether it's their interests or whether they really believe that this is best for the people.
You're saying just come out there with what you. I'll let you finish your comment on the other side of the break, Dustin, if you don't mind hanging on here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotel, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
To do is just tell the New York Times, if you irritate us anymore, we'll buy you out and change the name to the North Dakota Times. But on the other hand, North Dakota, we don't like losing money. I agree with you. Just ignore it. Talk to you later.
All right. There's one school of thought. Another is to punch back. So we'll continue to follow this. Dustin in Williston, you're rest of your comment, I want to give you a chance to kind of finish. Sounded to me like what you were saying is that the Democrats need to own this. Is that what you're saying, Dustin? Turn Dustin up there. Go ahead, Dustin.
Not exactly. I'm saying that it's the only, it seems like the only people in politics right now that are willing to do what it takes. And I say what it takes, but I don't necessarily mean that the ends justify the means type. But they play hardball. They assert themselves. And, you know, one thing Democrats have always been really good at is organizing. And that's one thing we need to capitalize on is we're like Boehner out there saying, you know, impeach, we're not going to impeach the president, or we're not going to, or government, we're not going to shut down the government. These are stuff that was written into the Constitution for a reason. You can't complain and moan about how Obama's, you know, not doing this and he's not following these rules if you're not going to do what it takes that you have the legal right to do and just stand by and let him do it. And I mean, because all they're doing is barking. They've got no bite.
All right, Dustin, appreciate that call. Thanks a bunch. A lot of different opinions on this. Rather interesting. Thanks for the calls. 800-228-0550. Ron Ness, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. More on the New York Times story and some other things in the news coming up next hour. Right now, a real live state legislator. Member of the North Dakota House, Jim Casper, is here. Republican. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, Scott. Thank you.
Al Carlson told us, this summer, I think, that he anticipated that Common Core was going to be kind of the surprise hot issue of the upcoming legislative session. And I take it you agree because you've got some legislation already drafted.
Well, I have a first draft of a bill, which is really in infancy form, has a lot of amendments that need to be added to it before we get to the session. But there's an uprising across the state of North Dakota by moms, dads, teachers, administrators, and legislators that Common Core is not what we need in North Dakota. So my bill is pretty simple. One, we get out of Common Core, and two, North Dakota establishes our own standards, which will be way superior to what Common Core is and where it's going, and North Dakota will control our education system, not the federal government.
Who will oppose that argument?
It's interesting. I say those who oppose it really haven't read what it's all about and dug into it like a lot of us have. But the chamber, the North Dakota Chamber, is for Common Core. A lot of the educators who have gone through some of the training are for Common Core. But most of the people that I talk to are not. And there's a movement, Scott, not only statewide but nationwide for states to withdraw from Common Core and establish their own standards and their own assessments.
Why would an educator want something that would be bad for educating students? Why is the education community so firmly entrenched in this, in your view?
I think one is fear. I've had a contact from a number of teachers who sent emails and said, this is terrible. The kids aren't learning the way they should. The way we're being told to teach is not the way we used to do it. But they are fearful to speak up because it's in the system. We signed on to Common Core and the Smarter Balance Assessments Consortium, Scott, in June of 2010 when Governor Hoeven and Superintendent Sandsted signed a Memorandum of Understanding. So we're in Common Core. And when you look at the Memorandum of Understanding, and I can email a copy to you, 17 pages, it's very specific in there that we will abide by what the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium sets up for tests, for standards, and so on. We can have a 15% deviation, but that's not much.
My assessment of this is that the idea of standards are a good thing, and that you know that it's a well-intentioned effort to have a benchmark that says, you know, let's raise the bar for educating kids in America. But by doing this, you allow the crazies, for lack of a better term, people that want to influence the education system, who want to, you know, throw out any mention of the founding fathers or some of these crazy things, you allow them an on-ramp. And that while it isn't necessarily the framework of the standards that's bad, it allows a lot of influence from a lot of outside groups that really requires local educators to play whack-a-mole. What about that assessment?
Well, you're right on there, Scott. The Constitution of the United States makes it very clear that the federal government is and should not and cannot be involved in education. That's left to the states. Common Core is a federal takeover of the education standards, of the education curriculum, of the education testing system. It's one size fits all. All 50 states will abide. All 50 states will be doing relatively the same thing. The chamber is sort of on board because they're looking for an educated, trained workforce. And we all want our kids to come out of school educated and trained. The battle is, should North Dakota educators, North Dakota citizens, North Dakota moms and dads, North Dakota legislators decide what our standards will be, or are we going to acquiesce to what Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium is going to tell us what we have to do and how we do it?
One of the things they've been very careful about to say is this was a state-based system, right? I mean, they went to great pains to say it's not federal, it's not one-size-fits-all, and actually started with the National Governors Association. But all of that was sort of a political ruse, wasn't it?
Well, sure. The National Governors Association is sort of a political entity. We really don't know how they'd make decisions in the National Governors Association. So the fact of the matter is, when you read the Memorandum of Understanding, which we signed on, it says you will implement the standards that we put in place. And, you know, Scott, they control the testing. They're developing new tests. And so when the tests are there, you have to use their tests. Not North Dakota tests, not North Dakota measurement of standards, their tests. So when you use their tests in order to pass the ACT or the SAT, because they're going to dumb down that system too, this is a dumbing down of the education system. This is not an elevation of it.
What would be the motivation in dumbing down American education?
For the life of me, I can't understand. I don't know why. It's a liberal group of folks that are really behind the scenes. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have put in hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Follow the money.
But Bill Gates wouldn't want U.S. kids to be less educated than our peers around the world, would he?
You would think not, but the result is where we're heading. When you don't teach the truth, you end up dumbing down. When you bring in new mathematics standards and new mathematics methods that make no sense whatsoever, math is a science, and it's an absolute. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 doesn't maybe = 4 sometimes if you look at it in this way or that way. So I've spent time with Professor Jim Milgram, who is a mathematician at Stanford University. who was on the original consortium that was developing the Common Core, along with Dr. Sandra Stotsky, who is a PhD in literature and education and English. And they both withdrew from the group that was putting the standards together and said, this is nonsense. And they now speak all across the country. I, in fact, just talked to Sandra Stotsky last night. She and Professor Milgram were traveling all over California for the last 2.5 weeks, putting on seminars in all the major cities there about the truth about Common Core. The people of our state and our nation are waking up. They're saying, we don't need it. We need our standards that our state wants, not what the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium wants.
Jim Casper is with us, the state legislator, Republican from Fargo. If you have a question or comment for him, the telephone number is 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments today. Talk at Common Core and legislation that will be introduced in the upcoming legislative session. Carl in Ellendale. Question or comment, Carl?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Really have a deep concern about the firing of Chuck Hagel. It's in light of the, it was reported on Fox News, and I'm a 25-year-plus military person, but retired. But in light of the recently the risk that is necessary to activate our nuclear weapons, and the fact that Iran is going to be allowed to get nuclear weapons, and now they have fired Chuck Hagel, the Senate is out of session. Can the president and will the president appoint someone now to be the head of Secretary of Defense that has for lack of better terms, a leaning towards Islam, a favoritism towards Islam and Iran as a Secretary of Defense?
Well, there'll be a new Senate that'll have something to say about who the president selects as Secretary of Defense, so that's one thing. They're claiming he wasn't fired, by the way. They're claiming this was a mutual decision, but that he did ask him to step down, saying it was the wrong time. Thanks for the call, Carl. We're trying to stick to the discussion about Common Core right now, since we have a guest here in Jim Casper. Questions or comments on Common Core, welcome. And after the top of the hour, we'll chat with Ron Ness from North Dakota Petroleum Council and maybe get some open phone time on before 10 o'clock for this or any other topics on your mind today. 800-228-0550. All right, some other calls coming in here. Let me get to Larry in Fargo. Go ahead, Larry.
Yes, my name is Larry Mayer. I'm an engineer in town. Regarding Common Core, Jim, as you're looking at putting legislation through in regards to that, could we add in proper education on the Constitution and what logic is? It seems that these kind of programs keep coming up every so many years from the federal government or from bureaucrats because we don't understand our constitutional rights and we don't know how to speak about them, and so we get this mission creep from the liberal side.
Well, that's a very good point, Larry. I just held up my Constitution to mm-hmm. Scott here across the table. I carry the Constitution with me almost all the time, and you're absolutely right. We need to go back to the truth about the founding of our country, the Constitution, what it means, what it says, what it doesn't say. So I would suspect that the group that would be put together in the bill would have the opportunity to put a lot of emphasis on the Constitution and our founding.
Thanks for the call, Larry. Others waiting to weigh in here. We'll continue our conversation with Jim Casper on his legislation. We'll be introduced in the upcoming session on Common Core after the break. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Jim Casper's here, state representative. He'll be shepherding legislation regarding removing North Dakota from the Common Core and national standards in the upcoming legislative session. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. And John in Fargo is next with a comment or a question. Go ahead, John.
Representative, I want to thank you for bringing sunlight to the Common Core. I have not been able to understand the argument, but you brought truth today, so I appreciate it very much. But well, explain the truth. Common Core tells you that 2 + 2 is not 4, or not necessarily 4. Now, where can I pick up that kind of knowledge that explains Common Core says 2 + 2 is not 4, which is what you stated about 10 minutes ago. So where did you get that tidbit? Because that is very helpful to me to know that Common Core teaches 2 + 2 is not necessarily 4. Where did you...
Well, John, in my visits with Professor Milgram from Stanford University, with parents around North Dakota, where kids come home, third graders, fifth graders, and sit down with simple math problems. And, you know, when my wife and I raised our kids, we could help with math because, you know, math is an absolute. But these parents are frustrated and say, you know, I can't help them. I don't understand what it is. I don't understand how they're teaching it. It's all fuzzy, abstract stuff. Professor Milgram, that's the reason he refused to sign on. Professor Milgram is considered the number two mathematician in the United States. He actually is from Minnesota and says, you know, this math method of teaching is terrible. It was tried in Europe for 20 some years and failed miserably. And that's one of the main reasons that that we need to get out of it and to establish our own standards. Go back to, you know, our basic algebra, our math, our trigonometry, our geometry, and things like that that makes sense, and we can teach our kids in a method that is truthful.
All right, Pam and Fargo for Representative Casper. Go ahead. You're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Representative Casper, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much on behalf of the students, parents, teachers of North Dakota who had no say in whether they wanted Common Core in the state of North Dakota. And I just want to read something quickly. I'm reading from the Washington Post. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation didn't just bankroll the development of what became known as Common Core state standards. With more than $200 million, the foundation built political support across the country, persuading state governments to make systemic and costly changes. Now, my question, I've been researching Common Core for 4 years. I read the New York Times every day, and the New York Times has done a great job of educating the public about the pitfalls of the corporate and federal takeover of state education systems. Imagine that, the liberal New York Times. But in North Dakota, where we value state control, my question is, why has Kirsten Baser at DPI and Governor Dalrymple, why have they dug in their heels and allowed the usurpation of our extraordinary educational system to be jobbed out and outsourced to all of these outside agencies? I don't get it. So thank you, Jim Casper. You're bringing sunlight to this, but I can't figure out why our so-called good Republicans in the state have done this. Can you shed some light on that?
Well, Pam, I wish I could, because everything you say is pointing out the problems with Common Core. We had a meeting in Bismarck August 25th. Wherein about 12 or 14 legislators attended, along with Lieutenant Governor Wrigley. Kirsten Baser came in with an entourage of about 12 people. And then we had, by internet, Dr. Sotsky, Dr. Milgram, and Jane Robbins, a Harvard-educated attorney, all three who are deeply knowledgeable about Common Core. And we had about a two-hour session. And at the end of the session, Senator Wardner and Representative Carlson, our majority leaders of the House and the Senate, made a statement which I thought was profound, but truthful. They said, you know, based upon what we've learned today, we see no reason whatsoever why North Dakota needs the federal government to tell us how to develop our own standards. North Dakota can develop our own standards way better. We don't need the federal government involvement. All the legislators that attended that session felt the same way. So we need to educate Governor Dalrymple maybe a little bit more about the truth behind the scenes. I know he's open to visiting. He's a fair, reasonable person. So I think we just need to keep the pressure on Governor Dalrymple that the people of our state want out of Common Core.
Jim, thanks for dropping by. Give us a little preview of the session, and we'll follow this closely as you get cranked up.
Thank you, sir.
Jim Casper represents Republicans and is a Republican, rather, representing what district again, Jim? 46 in what's that?
Your district.
That's right. I should know that, shouldn't I? Exactly right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. By the way, you can check them out right now at highplainsapache.com. Go to their website. Some new and used sprayers there. Of course, most folks know High Plains Apache is the Apache sprayer dealer here in the High Plains. But you know what else? They also are your one-stop shop for sprayers of, especially sprayer parts of any kind, any brand. They have the new AT Ag Center now that has 50,000 parts not only for Apache sprayers, other sprayers, the most in the application industry. Check them out at highplainsapache.com. Stop and see them in Mandan or Frontier, which is just south of Fargo as well. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. News break and then back with more of What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. You ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, to cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.